Great, thank you. Eric, I'm going to come to you. So, for Nutreco, what's the minimum amount of revenue for a RAS project to consider for investments? And the your kind of min-max numbers, I guess, for investing in any of these projects?
For the company.
I guess, yeah, for project value and
So several answers to that. So by revenue is obviously a factor of what you're able to sell at. We've taken the view that that salmon is a commodity species. So I guess you could say that we have a quite conservative view when it comes to pricing. Any project that we look at would need to stand on its own two legs and be profitable selling at commodity pricing, so without any significant premium built into the price. That's not to say that we don't believe it's possible, but we don't move ahead with cases that are dependent on very high premium prices to generate a profit. So that's one. Second leg is volume. Coming back to Kalaistan's comment on what sort of a volume break even level for RAS. We don't know that either, but we have generated quite some proprietary data in all our due diligence, and I don't think it, at least in our calcs, doesn't require tens and tens of thousands of tons. But yes, there the 500 ton farms, 1,000 tons farms, we also would be highly skeptical of in terms of generating healthy profit over time. We have there's one data point which is not great, which is Danish salmon in Denmark, whom I think were originally designed with design capacity of around 2,000 tons, and that's a design capacity. But arguably, that's a previous generation RAS design, and inefficient in terms of what the design capacity would be, and then generating around 1,000 tons a year, so half of what it was designed to. And that's barely break even, perhaps a little bit below that. So if I'm going to give just a range, I would say you would need to be at least at the 2,500 tons and up
Right.
to have a viable business.
Great. And this person is asking about shrimp, and we did talk about shrimp in our previous conversation. What's your perspective on shrimp, Russ?
Yeah, good question. I'd like to distinguish there between there's kind of two technology philosophies there. There's the Clearwater RAS shrimp philosophy that's you could say is more similar to land-based salmon farming, and that's it's recirculating all the or most of the water, and the general aim is to filter out as much as possible of the waste and keep as clean a water as possible to maximize growth. That's one school of thought. The other school of thought is called bioflock RAS, which is an approach where nutrients in the water is conserved, and the wastewater in the water is subjected to a mechanism where it generates a lot of heterogeneous growth in the water, which the shrimp then ultimately feeds on as well, in addition to feed itself, which would lead to a lower environmental footprint because there's less discharge and also lower feed costs. The downside to that is that it could be potentially very difficult to manage. The water chemistry is very complex, and it requires a lot of we have a German loan word in Norwegian called fingerspitzgefühl, that you really know what you're doing, and it's a certain factor of let's call it intuition and learning by experience in order to run those systems successfully. And frankly, we don't know yet what the optimal approach is with a Clearwater or Bioflock RAS.
Right. Great. Thank you.